Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the show, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad, and I'm really glad to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about why giving in charity is losing its color in today's world. Stay tuned. Salamu alaikum. Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher, and we will be talking about why helping the poor and needy and giving money to charity is losing its color in today's world. Well, there could be a number of reasons for that. I mean, one reason could be that we're so busy with our own lives that we don't even notice the people who are in need. We just go about our own business, and we couldn't care less about our fellow human beings who need money to live their lives. There are so many people who are poor and need help that we don't even see because they want to protect their reputation and their dignity. This is really important. Poor people who are in need, but because they want to protect their reputation and dignity, they don't express their poverty. Yes, we have beggars who are different from needy people who feel that it is a disgrace to them to beg people for money. Nevertheless, even beggars must be paid some money if we see them on the street. You don't have to pay them a huge amount of money because Islam teaches us that giving sadaqah or charity to beggars should not be so much that a person loses so much money that he can't feed his own family, nor should it be too little. But anyway, that beggar is not going to ask for money by a single person, and he or she will make a lot of money, perhaps, by asking different people for money. So why don't people even help the beggars and shun them away in today's world? Some might say to them, go and work and make money. Why are you begging me for money? If you're healthy and sane, you must work to earn money just like I'm doing, not to beg. This is a wrong notion. What if the person is dying from hunger and desperately needs some money to buy some bread to satisfy his or her hunger? It would be absurd to say, go and work to buy some food at this point, because it takes time for that person to find a job and get paid. Another very odd reason giving in charity is losing its color in today's world is that people tend to look down on poor people. They view them as lowly people who must be treated as social outcasts. These people don't care if these people die of hunger or thirst because they blame their poverty on themselves. They say that we won't make progress as long as these people thrive. So much the better that they're done with. Is this way of thinking acceptable in Islam? We will know more about that shortly. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and the program The Teacher. We will now listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji, and we will be right back.
Traces of you are found there. wherever you are, I'll find you, 'cause you're the one I turn to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now we know that in Islam, as Muslims, as believers, we have multiple levels or forms of charity that we can give. We have certain forms of charity, an obligation upon us, which are incumbent upon each and every single Muslim, whatever they may be or wherever they may be. We all have obligations at a charity level, at a financial level, we can say, as in the example of zakat, of khums, for example. These are obligatory taxes, things that we have to do. But we also understand that God has also given us the opportunity to give forth in recommended acts of charity. We have sadaqat, recommended acts of charity, recommended monies that we can donate. And we have multiple funds that these can be divided into. Many communities have multiple funds in different names, after the name of the Prophet or any of his successors or any of the members of the family of the Prophet. All of these are basically within the understanding of acts of charity. Now, before we go into much more detail, let us look at the hadith, the thought of the week, from the Commander of the Faithful, where he says the following. People's terms, meaning their lifespans, are extended by charity. This tradition is very interesting. It probably speaks to us at a metaphysical level, not something that we may necessarily be able to quantify or compute using science and technology. The Imam is literally telling us that when people give in charity, when people engage in helping others, when people are working for the betterment of a society, that their lifespan actually is increasing through this act of charity. Again, this may not be something which can be computed, calculated, that scientists and somewhere in a laboratory can actually measure, but this is a reality that we have from the traditions. As we see in this particular tradition, that when we give in charity, when we give money, but not only money, but charity can be the time that we give to our community, when we help the less fortunate, when we do something to benefit somebody other than ourselves, as this tradition says, that this actually extends our life. And there are many stories in the books of tradition about this. We know we have the beautiful example at the time of Prophet Jesus, Prophet Isa, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which we're told that a wedding took place in his locality, and he was told that the bride would only live until that wedding night, that she would be killed before the next day would dawn. And so after the wedding transpired, the next day the people see her alive. She's walking in the streets. She's with her husband. They're having a good time, so on and so forth. And they go to Prophet Jesus and they say that you told us that she would die, that she would not live past her wedding night. And to make the long story short, Jesus, peace be upon him, inquires of what happened. And the woman says that, yes, a beggar came to my door. It was my wedding night. And I gave something which meant a lot to me, which had value to it, which I needed, but I gave it to the beggar because they had nothing. And so revelation came to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, that this act of charity that was given on the wedding night by this individual, by this woman, by this new bride, that this was the means for her salvation, that her life was prolonged because of giving in charity. We have many such stories within our books. But suffice it to mention that we see that charity, not only does it benefit others by us helping them, especially financially, but also it benefits you and I directly. Traditions also tell us that charity takes away 70 tribulations that may befall an individual. And so as we begin a new week, let us also begin it by giving in charity and making this a daily habit and practice ourselves, for our family, our children. Let each and every one of us within the family setting take out even a penny a day, 5 cents, a quarter, a dollar a day in charity, with the hope that we are protected and alleviated from challenges, and that we can hopefully be a help to those who are more needy within our own society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see. When you feel you've lost it all, when you don't know who's your friend or foe, you wonder why you're so alone. Worry ends when faith begins.
When faith begins.
Don't be sad by what you see. It's true, life has its miseries. But one thing's always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio and the listeners of the show, The Teacher. We're talking about why charity is losing its color in today's world. Islam is against the idea of letting the poor and needy die off just so that progress is made and they're no longer needed to be helped and supported. The rich people must help the poor people. This is a core concept in Islam. In fact, zakat, which is a form of tax, which is paid in different forms by people, such as before Eid al-Fitr, after the month of Ramadan, this is the money which goes to the poor. Khums is another Islamic tax which goes to the poor people who are the descendants of the Prophet. This is because paying zakat to them, that is the descendants of the Prophet, is made unlawful in Islam. But then again, giving sadaqah, which is a recommended act, not an obligatory act like zakat, is permitted to be given to the descendants of the Prophet as well. Another reason charity is losing its color is that people have become socially isolated. Perhaps technology could be one reason. People no longer have to communicate physically with others. When this happens, you won't know who is in need, who is not very well off to be helped. What are some solutions to this problem? One should begin with one's relatives. So, you know, this is the concept of silatur rahim, which means tightening the bonds of kin. You must visit your relatives, see in what condition they're living, try to solve their problems. You know, you could lend them some money and help them in this way, because this is a more dignified way of helping those in need, lending money. قَرْضُ الْحَسَنَةِ. We have this in the Quran as well, that lending money to those in need is in fact lending something to God, something good to God. Then you have your neighbors after your relatives. It's really important that you also have interaction and good relationships with your neighbors. It would be really bad that your neighbor needs money to eat and is hungry while you invite your friends and your relatives to feast, thus neglecting your neighbor who might be extremely hungry and while you know that he needs food. Again, it's very wrong to say the same thing as you say to the beggars, go and work, make money, and feed yourself and your family. How do you know that the person isn't searching for a job, yet he hasn't found one yet? Or even has a job, but it's not enough to satisfy his or her basic needs. Therefore, we must reform ourselves and think more about those in need and help them by giving money to charity. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed this show. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha.